It's Thursday, November 3rd, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. In Canada, the Law Society of British Columbia denied accreditation for Trinity Western University's law school over their community covenant, which prohibited students from having sexual relations not in a heterosexual marriage. The Appeals Court of British Columbia ruled unanimously on Tuesday in favor of Trinity Western University's right to operate a law school. Dr. Eric Walsh, a lay minister, is suing the Georgia Department of Public Health for religious discrimination after he was fired for his preaching in his off hours. Now, Georgia's Attorney General wants transcripts of his sermons on marriage, sexuality, and creationism. Dr. Walsh stated he will not disclose his sermons. Jeremy Dice, senior counsel for First Liberty Institute, spoke to The Worldview about the case.
I'm not entirely sure why the government of Georgia thinks that they're entitled to review not only Dr. Walsh's sermons, which they've now withdrawn at least that element of it all, but they still want to find out what his contract is between himself and the Seventh-day Adventist denomination. They want to find out how much he's been paid to provide sermons, and they also want to review his ministerial credentials. All of those are an incredible intrusion upon the office of the pastorate and not something that I think the state has any business asking for or looking into.
1 Peter 3:14 says, "But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed, and do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled." It's not just the Georgia Attorney General who wants to investigate the personal belongings of pastors. A TSA agent stopped a Texas pastor and his wife going through security for a, quote, bag check, unquote, reported Fox News. After finding a Bible in their bag, Pastor Gene Lingerfeld said the agent, quote, fanned through the entire Bible and very nicely explained to us that we got stopped because of the Bible, unquote. Physician-assisted suicide may soon be legal in the District of Columbia. By a vote of 11-2, the D.C. City Council voted in favor of the measure. The mayor has indicated her support for the bill. Already, 5 states have assisted suicide on the books, and Colorado will decide the issue in next week's election. Just 4 words from God should suffice. You shall not murder. 9 states are voting on the legalization of marijuana next week, 5 on recreational use, and 4 on medicinal use of the drug. Alaska, Colorado, Washington, and Oregon have already approved recreational use. With less than a week before Election Day, Donald Trump tweeted yesterday, quote, "You can change your vote in 6 states. So now that you see that Hillary was a big mistake, change your vote to make America great again," unquote. In the last week, searches for "How do I change my vote?" have gone up by 600%. Reports from a recent CNN ORC poll show a tight race between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in the battleground states of Arizona, Florida, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. The polls show Clinton leading in Pennsylvania and Florida, and Trump leading in Arizona and Nevada. Iraqi troops infiltrated the ISIS-held city of Mosul for the first time Monday night, reported Christian Today. Mosul is the last big stronghold of the militants in Iraq and may take months to liberate. Iraq's prime minister stated the extremists would, quote, "either die or surrender," unquote. ISIS has reportedly kidnapped tens of thousands of men, women, and children from around Mosul to use as human shields. Iran's supreme leader has tasked the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps with sending elite military assets into the United States and Europe, according to comments from one of Iran's military leaders. The leader stated, quote, "The whole world should know that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps will be in the United States and Europe very soon," unquote, with the purpose of preventing possible plots against the Islamic Republic. This past Sunday, an evangelical Christian pastor was elected mayor of the second biggest city in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro, according to Christian headlines. Marcelo Crivella won with 59% of the vote in a runoff against a socialist candidate. The city is known for its leftist culture, but its evangelical population has been on the rise in a predominantly Catholic nation. May Crivella be a leader who rules justly over men, ruling in the fear of God. 2 Samuel 23:3. And that's the World View on this Thursday, November 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.